Hey, listeners, we're nearing the end of our 15th anniversary fundraising campaign, and we need your help to meet our goal. This campaign offers you a chance to win a unique food and music experience in one of the most exciting cities in America. Here's how it works. Donate to HRN and you'll be entered to win dinner for two and two tickets to a concert in one of eight amazing cities: New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Nashville, Las Vegas, Charleston, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and Asheville. All donations support our work educating food system storytellers. And when you donate, you can choose one of those cities and you'll be entered to win dinner and two tickets to a show. So help us reach our goal and enter to win dinner and a show in the city of your choice. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15. Thank you.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Souther Teague of Amore Amargo and a co-host of The Speakeasy right here on Heritage Radio Network. You know, my favorite thing to do every week is to come here and be on the show. I have lots of jobs. I'm a very busy person. And I do this because I love it. I get to sit down and talk to all my heroes for about an hour every week. It's incredible. And I hope that you enjoy it, making a great effort to share with you. And we'd like you to share back with us. It's our summer fundraiser, and we'd love for you to donate at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. You can click on the beating heart, and you can even choose shows that you'd like to donate to specifically, and you can also choose a recurring monthly gift. And for all that, we'd be greatly appreciative. Thank you so much.
Half hour,
please.
All right.
I couldn't take a full hour, really.
Not that?
Today. Not today. I'm more dead than alive here. Mikey, get that under control, please. What's going on?
I'm in my.
Stop him.
Mikey Dread at the controls.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What's going on? Mike, tell people what they're listening to.
All right. Well, what we're listening to, we're in the Sharky Dread Laboratory today.
Ah.
That's right, because we weren't here last week to celebrate National Reggae Day.
So. International.
International.
World Reggae Day.
All right. Well, this is Local Rock Steady Day.
Very good.
All right. I'm here, of course, with everybody's favorite pizza Remba, and our very special guest.
Who? Wait. Who just got...
Rastafari.
John Marad.
That's our good friend Marad from the Daddy Long Legs.
Where you back from,
respect,
baby?
I just got back from Chicago.
Asbury Park.
I flew it all the way from Jersey. Boy, are my arms tired. Careful with that one.
We were doing the Dirty Jurors this week. We had a good time.
Tell me about it. I saw the pictures online.
There's no Bob Marley pinball machine, just Evel Knievel and Elton John.
No, but several reggae shows going on at once.
It's true. The Rebel, what were they called? Some white reggae band was playing at
Revolution.
The
Maxi Priest down the street.
And Maxi Priest. Dude, I was absent from all this.
Maxi
like,
Priest.
Actually, like, when these bands are popular, I guess I was... I don't know where the fuck it was. Was that song you were talking about, Informer? I thought you were talking about like a hair metal band, then I found out it was a reggae song.
Informer by Snow, one hit wonder.
It's not by Snow?
Song. Don't worry about it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm just totally...
It sounds
he's
intriguing.
A white guy with a crew cut from like 1992.
It just totally escaped me.
I think he was Canadian.
Yeah. Snow, I get it. That reminds me, though, my son got back from London, so it's like I'm having this fever from Lyme disease, but... You know what I want? I want
Lyme
to get,
disease.
Yeah.
That's like a rich person's disease, right?
It is. And I was bitten by a tick. Now I want to get bitten by a tick that's got gin disease. That can make gimlets.
Oh.
So. Anyway, my son, it's World Cup. It's World Cup. It's World Cup fever in my house. My son just got back from a year in London.
And how's the USA doing in the World Cup?
Oh, they're out, but he's going nuts for England, you know? But, you know, everyone was pulling for Germany because if they won, it was going to be free beer for everyone.
Yeah.
But now, everyone's pulling for France because it'd be free wine.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, everyone was pulling for the Colombians.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah. Keep things moving. Well,
yeah, there's still a chance for the wine.
Yeah,
what we get if England wins? I got a chance to crumpets.
You know, not that I'm
lifetime of crumpets.
I don't know. Rooting for England. Don't they teach American history in that school your son is going to? I mean, we kind of kicked
in
their,
London. No,
we kind of kicked their ass in a war like 250 years ago.
Twice.
You know,
and the Canadians too.
I mean, you know, the last thing to come out of that country was the Sex Pistols.
Canada?
It was Canada Day last week, too.
It was Canada Day.
But we won't be playing Tom Sawyer today. So, you know, we are celebrating Jamaica. I love Jamaica. We love the rhythm.
We all love Jamaica.
I love to pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side. I love to roll the massive spliff. You know I do. Yeah. But, you know, so many people I know will just not get with the reggae vibe because they think it's like some... You know, happy sack, hippie sack, what do you call those things? Hacky sacks.
Hacky sack,
right? You know, frisbee tossing kind of like stoner thing.
Yeah,
dude, if I ever see you with a hacky sack, I don't know.
No way.
I don't know what I would do. My head would fall off.
He would joke about it. Buster chops.
No, we're only going to play reggae if it's really Chris.
Yeah. So, but I dig Chris. The blues. We dig the blues. Crisp. Wait. What is that? What's going on there? A blossom of shot glasses filled with?
With Ray and Nephew's overproof rum from Jamaica to celebrate World Reggae Day. Well, this is amazing. You can rub it on your head to bring down a fever, which I should do.
Yes.
You can sprinkle it around your house to keep away ghosts.
Yeah.
And you can drink it.
Yeah. So it's the Duppy Conqueror, in other words.
It is a Duppy Conqueror.
Yeah, everyone. That's here you go. Here you go.
All right, let's conquer some.
All right.
I shouldn't be doing this, but...
Don't tell anyone I'm doing this, but let's have a shot of this delicious Ray and Nephew's.
I don't know. Rum goes good with Lyme disease.
Well, Lyme disease. All right, the people like that.
Right.
Okay.
People love that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
The more I drink, the better Murat sounds.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Sunshine in a glass.
That's my trick.
Whoa. That is overproofed. That is.
Take me right back to Jamaica.
So
did you pick a song to listen to? We were gonna play some blue beat and some rock steady. We're gonna rock and
because,
roll.
But we don't have to explain this. But you know, reggae is R&B. It's soul music. It's you know
it
what
is.
I mean. It's
That's
not
right.
Right. And you know, the main influences were like they were listening to New Orleans radio at night. My friend told me they used to stick a piece of iron in the ground and wet it. And then tie the aerial to that so they can pull in WKOZ or whatever it is.
It was very Fats Domino
Fast
with Jamaica
Domino,
in 1957 and made a huge impact on the people there. But like I said, you know, we're evangelical about this, you and I, Pete. I know that because people here, let me just say that I don't like people who don't like Bob Marley. Let me go there right away because he was a soul man. And the people who don't get it, they just don't get it somehow.
They
became co-opted by some, you know, hippie movement. But the truth is, though, what we're going to do today, we're going to do rock and roll steady because we're not from Jamaica.
We're not. We let's own up to it, you know? There's enough bad...
let's be honest.
One more shot of this liquor and I can be from anywhere you want.
There's enough bad reggae recorded by, I don't want to be racial, but white groups around the world.
Well, dude...
Well, I won't name any names.
Bro.
Wait, that's
your man Snow that you...
That was it? That's
the
song?
That was it, yeah.
That's
oh, Informer, man.
What, Matt knows that song? Am I the only
Everyone
person who doesn't know that
you're
song?
You're the only person that doesn't know that song.
Actually, I like that song.
I got confused because I thought that Informer was the name of the band, and I just pictured like Cinderella and like...
Sounds like Sean
you know,
Paul.
Early
you were busy
Informer.
Playing with Gigi Allen when that came out.
Gigi Allen?
High props to the Daddy Longlegs who did the greatest Gigi Allen karaoke show for all 2.5 hours way back. I can't believe you guys know all the fucking words to every song. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you don't see.
And there are many influences.
Let's sort of go Kingston by way of New Orleans by Laurel Aiken, the king of the blue beat. And
we're gonna spin a record. What do you want to do?
Let's sing this song. We can spin the record
all
for
right.
a break.
All right. So, well, actually, this song was first recorded. On the Cat record label, Floyd Dixon, 1955, before it got to Jamaica, and Laurel Aiken, who was the king of blue beat, and this is blue beat's record, he got to do it in 1960 or 61. Then, of course, later, a couple Canadians called the Blues Brothers
Oh my God!
Did it, but we're gonna.
So in other words, it went full circle.
So we're gonna try.
Sort of.
To,
but, like no, I that said, doesn't make sense.
Not rock steady, rock and roll steady.
So, rock and roll steady. Okay, let's do this. Let's take it easy, though. Let's lay back.
Let's take it easy, dude. I'm like my head's on fire from this shot of old drum.
Well, I was drinking just the other night. I was drinking and I got real tight. I started calling to all of my friends. I said, come on down and have a sip again. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw me one more, two more, three, four bottles of beer. A chick was standing by the end of the bar. I said, come on, baby, can we be friends? You're looking as good as a woman can be. I said, come on down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. I said, draw me one or two more, four more bottles of beer. It was half past four. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw me one more, two more, three, four bottles of beer. I said, hey, bartender. Don't cut me off.
Hey,
bartender. Oh, I don't close up shop.
Hey,
bartender. Oh, I didn't even ask call yet, is it?
Yeah.
Do you ever get real jerk when you're down there?
real jerk.
I mean, yeah, no. Like the real thing, cooked on the allspice wood, the whole deal.
Actually, no, not it's the not wood. Sauce. I always get it out of like a those like oil drums.
Oh, the oil drum. They call that barrel chicken.
Yes, yeah.
Barrel
yeah.
chicken.
But yeah,
you got to kind of get off the reservation to get that. So my trip to Jamaica was a High Times junket, which you would seem to think that High Times in Jamaica, 1 + 1 is going to equal something much greater than 2, but it actually was like a big negative integer because
really?
The guys I was, well, yeah, the guys I was with were a bunch of stone jerks, and when they got down there, okay, you know what's shocking to me? They littered. It blew my fucking mind. It's like, you know, it's
savages.
Like, we're on a sort of stony resort and a grill, but it's like, you don't throw cigarette butts on the beach. You just don't do it.
Oh,
it's just
no,
like,
no,
it's like, I mean, shit like that makes me fucking insane.
Yeah, me too.
And guys, I mean, especially savages. Who are trying to claim some moral, religious, this is the sacrament of the lamb's bread, weed dude, whatever, you know, and they just act like
say
snobs.
No
and it
say
kind
no
of,
more.
It
say
kind
no
of just kind of bummed. It was a little bit harsh to my buzz, you know?
The first time I was there, I have to say, it was just the wrong time and we were in the wrong place.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those trips, you know.
Ding, ding, two bad trips to Jamaica?
No, just one.
No, one's mine.
One? Okay, that's two. You know, and, you know, the whole thing, stuck in the car, people pounding on the windows, and the shower of Dragon Stout bottles, but empty ones.
Well, that's the ride
empty
to the resort. Ones. That's basically the ride from Newark to Manhattan is the same.
But that never happened again. I've been there a dozen times, dozen. And the island's great. The people are great. You know,
I've been three times.
Yeah, where you been?
All good trips.
Negril.
Negril a couple times, and then the last trip was kind of the coolest one because I went to the north. I was in Port Antonio. Boston
I love
Bay,
Port Antonio.
Rocabesa.
Did you drop in on? Did you drop in on G-Gem Studios?
I didn't go inside, no, but I was like staying in like a hut on the beach near there.
On
Boston Bay, and like,
oh yeah,
met some local cats and went to some dance halls.
And I bet you got some jerk in Boston Bay.
Of course, yeah, I did. Yeah,
with the roasted breadfruit.
Yeah,
always, man.
Yeah, yeah, ackee and saltfish every morning. You know?
Yeah, see, I like that.
That's favorite.
I like the Jamaican soul food. Problem is, you know, you go to these resorts,
they
give you that international cuisine. It's the same thing anywhere in the Caribbean.
You're
that
international guy, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, I'd go to Jamaica. I want the barrel chicken. Yeah, I want jerk.
So we all got to go.
I don't need, you know, your pasta carbonara, you know, okay, because you know, because you're at some resort.
Or even the rasta pasta, you know, which I hate.
Or the
I'll take the rasta pasta.
The rasta pasta?
Like, yeah, they got curry and cooked like conk in there. That's fine. I'd rather have some curry goat on the side of the road.
Curry goat. Let's have goat. Some. You know what? In Jamaica, I have to say, if you're driving and anyone is selling anything to eat on the side of the road,
stop.
Right.
Well, that's where I got off. So I went on this High Times junket, and I spent the whole time, I rented a scooter like they all do, this kind of bumpity thing to, you know, this, you know, spent my time avoiding potholes. Yeah. And that's where I ate, like, on the roadside.
Because I couldn't
eat at the so-called resort because they were just catering this sort of white Caribbean... And what they imagined what
to help you,
taste.
Mike. You know, they were trying to help you. That's all.
Now I'm missing it.
Dude, I got to say one thing, though. I was like, I literally was on the ground about 2 seconds before I had like a shopping bag full of weed.
That's true.
Yeah, dirt cheap, too. Yeah, straight from the hills.
They rolling joints in like pages of the local newspaper.
That's like, in the Gleaner. Whole page of the Gleaner.
Like,
giant spleef.
You know, seriously, like a spliff bigger than my guitar.
So we all got to go, right? Reggae Sunfest is starting the 15th of July, okay? Oh, it's the best live musical event, I think, in the whole world. And I started working at the Schaefer Music Festival on my first job, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been going to music ever since. I'm telling you, this is the best.
There was a time when you could see great reggae in New York. I think the 80s were
I've seen lots of great shows here,
A bit cruel, I think, because no one really got over the Sly and Robbie thing. I mean, Black Uhuru were formidable. They were an amazing band to see.
But that
whole Simmons drum thing, you know, got really difficult.
Sounds, I like that.
You know, well, you know, it just was a very modern way of playing, but you could still see the Italians playing with the Roots Radix band. I saw them several times. Mm-hmm. Toots of the Maytals played constantly. They played at Summer Stage like every summer. I don't know how many times I saw Burning Spear, really like the fucking greatest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the horn section and the whole thing.
He lives in Brooklyn.
You know, and it was mighty. It was fucking incredible. And you can see Burning Spirit, they played at the Lone Star Cafe. You can go to a club and see them all the time.
We're all going to go to Sunfest. We should go.
Are we going to Sunfest?
Yeah, we're going to Sunfest.
I saw Toots a couple years ago. He was like James Brown, man. Played for like 2 hours.
Dude, and the greatest recorded drum roll in the history.
Oh, yeah.
Funky Kingston.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Beautiful.
I tell you what, is it time for to listen to something recorded? Yeah, let's take a little break. Let's listen to Clancy Eccles. I think this is the best answer record ever made. There was a big hit, Sammy Dead, but Clancy Eccles' reply, Sammy No Dead.
Sammy No Dead.
Sammy No Dead.
Sammy Soon Come.
So, Sammy No Dead. You got that, Matt? You got
there
that.
We go.
All right, Arts and Seizures. Dig it.
Is you say Sammy dead? Him no dead, no. Sammy plant piece of corn down a gully. Yes, it bay down a gully. Yes, it's grudge and grudge for Sammy, him no dead, no. Yes, it's grudge and grudge for Sammy, him no dead, no. Sammy never sick, much for them say him dead. Is you say Sammy dead, him no dead, no. Sammy dead, it's like them did that tell. His who says Sammy dead, him no dead, no. His who says Sammy dead, his who says Sammy dead, his who says Sammy dead, him no dead, no. Sammy dead, his who says Sammy dead, his who says Sammy dead, him no dead, no.
Sammy No Dead, Clancy Eccles.
All right, the musical shower, hour, power, half hour. some goddamn thing, man. I love the MCs. I love the history is so great. The people that don't know, like driving around the sound systems.
Oh gosh, yeah, the sound systems.
You know, like the world's biggest loudspeakers, yeah. Just designed to intimidate the rest of the city.
Well, for street parties, you know, and for the dance hall. You
they
know.
Still got them in some places. I've seen it.
Man, I see. When I went to Jamaica, I got none of this stuff. I was keeping a keen eye out for it. I was like really tuned in. I got lucky. I knew some cats like when I was in high school who were a little older who really said like you got to listen to this Burning Spear thing, and you also got to learn to the dub. Listen to the dub version of it. The Ghost, Garvey's Ghost.
Yes.
Because Marcus Garvey is the best, right?
Yeah. Marcus Garvey. Yeah.
And the Ghost, the Black Wah Da Da. What the fuck was that? When I heard that the first time, I heard that was not long after I discovered LSD. And to hear the Black Wah Da Da, you know, it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very kind to me. That was very good to me. But those days, I don't know. It's gone.
I'd even recommend a trip to Kingston. I've been to Kingston many times, and every time I've been there, I've enjoyed it immensely.
Well, you know...
You have to know
a bit. I've driven through.
Yeah,
I've heard great things. I got a pal that lives in Kingston.
I just think. I mean, I don't know what's going on there in Kingston anymore. I mean, has the scene moved?
The scene's moved uptown.
There's lots of.
I heard it moved to Sweden.
If it could, it would. But
there's all these Rasta hipsters there now, in a good way. Like these young kids that are like real
getting into roots
conscious,
kind of like the Daddy Long Legs of.
Blues, yeah.
Of reggae, because
sure,
there's nothing
yeah.
better than... So reggae, though, is this great thing, because you could sort of... That last number had that ska thing, sort of came out of a calypso thing, but there they call it mento, but it's the Caribbean, Cuban, African, Afro-Cuban thing, right? But then you could sort of feel... That thing slowed down. It got into rock steady. It, you know, got into.
They were listening to the rock and roll from New Orleans.
Yeah, they all sounded like the Drifters and the Impressions
yeah.
and
yeah,
Fats Domino.
That, yeah.
We're gonna do a Fats Domino song, Miracles. But like rock, like I say, not rock steady. We're gonna call it rock and roll steady. Hopefully,
sure.
See how steady we are after. I see Zaremba's pouring another shot of this overproof rum.
Mm. Yeah, want to have another shot? I shouldn't be doing this, but
it's like you can use it to clean
I call
your
that steady up. That's gonna make me more steady.
Yeah,
Murata, I'm looking at you guys. On following you on the so-called internet,
interwebs,
Facebook,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and you guys have been all over the world, man. You're just in Paris,
like you,
for the fifth time this month.
Like the Fleshtones don't leave Brooklyn either, right? Come on, you travel more than us, I think. But yeah, we were just, we were over there just like a month ago. We spent about a month Spain, France, Holland, UK. It was very fun. Always a good time.
What's up next for the Daddy Long Legs?
We're going to Jamaica with us, Pete.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to Jamaica with you. We just recorded a new record in Chicago, and now we're trying to figure out.
Wait, Chicago. Blues, Chicago.
What a coincidence.
Blues. So
huh?
did you make it over to Chess Studios?
No, I had no time.
No time.
12 hours a day sleeping. And
did you write a song about the address of your studio like the Stones did?
Yeah, it's called Sweet Home Chicago.
I have to say the last time.
Boy, how many bad versions of Sweet Home?
It's
what I call the Michelob style of blues.
Ah,
good friends,
the Michelob Ultra.
Good friends, good times. These blues were meant
let it
for
be,
you.
Let it be
These
Michelob.
Blues are meant for you, Pete.
They're meant for you, Mike.
Dude, this is why there exists Daddy Long Legs. It's why I started my band, the Edison Rocket Train, because I could not tolerate that. Well, I say the Michelob style of blues, you know, the half game show, the tailgate party
sure,
style
yeah.
of blues was what people thought, what it had become.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all. That's
well, let it be Lone Brown, baby. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Lone.
Oh, man. The last time I was in Chicago making a record, it was with Steve Albini. So enough said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
enough said.
Was that when you were in the Pixies?
That's what, yeah, I was a Pixie.
A little band called Nirvana.
Pointy
yeah.
shoes
see,
and all.
See, it's right. And that's why I don't like the Pixies, though, because you know what? They're not a blues band. The further you
no,
get
wait
away,
a second.
The further you get away from
the Pixies.
The further you get away from, yeah, because you're like the Beatles, too.
I
you see,
Beatles
the further you get away from Chuck Berry, the less likely it is that I'm going to dig
man.
What you're doing. I'm choosing the Stones.
Played,
how about you?
We played with Chuck once. I wanted to get as far away as possible, but the man was the maestro. So
he's the maestro.
He was the maestro.
King of rock and roll.
Well,
king of rock and roll.
It may not have been.
Hey, let's drink this overproof.
Let's drink this overproof.
To the maestro.
No, because you like Beatles chord changes.
Here's
I like
the blues
I do.
Of Jamaica.
You know, because you know what it's like, and. It's that English music hall thing that infected like the Beatles and the Stones, the early Stones.
Mostly
you know?
Paul.
Listen, okay, I've actually recently.
Me.
listened to every single Rolling Stone studio record. As part of a secret, listen, no, including Bridges to Babylon, Steel Wheels, Dirty Works, all the last piece of shit they put out. The blues right now,
wait
good.
A second.
Okay, and carefully listen to them as part of a very secret project that I'm working on. And by far, the worst Stone songs were records that Brian Jones was on. Like, much worse than anything.
I don't agree
wait
with that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. It's an unpopular theory. I'm testing it out.
That is a controversial stance.
I'm not trolling you guys. I'm
now,
trolling
now, you know
no,
what
because
I,
they got into this Baroque
this
pop.
One's up
Lady
for
Jane? Wait, what? Well, that to me, that's a low point.
You know what? You got to get in touch with your
that's
feminine
just like
side.
Your opinion, man.
That's like I bought a dulcimer and I'm going to use it tonight on TV.
Yes, you should.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
You know that's what good? I finally heard, and it was this week, and it took this long. I finally heard the version of "You Got the Silver" with Jagger singing, and with Brian Jones's auto harp actually in the mix. And actually, I think it's much better than the other version.
Yeah.
I love Keith Richards, but this sort of crystallizes it. Richards does the guitars and does it.
Yeah,
makes Jagger,
more of a Stones track,
right.
I guess.
And then,
yeah.
You know, Jagger's the singer. He sings. And Jones is the odd man out. And he's playing the auto harp.
Sharky, you prefer One Hit to the Body to Lady Jane?
Let's do it, baby.
You know what?
Are you going to do it?
If pound for pound?
If pound for pound,
talking about
boy,
low
One
points.
Hit for the Body does sound like Rocky IV.
Yeah.
It does
Let's
sound
talk about
like,
low points here.
It really is bad. But,
I
you
like
know,
Rocky V.
But, you know what the weird thing is on the same
There's
record?
There's no low points in those films, but we're talking about.
Well, the Rocky 1 through 6?
Yeah, they're great.
They're all straight
I remember the newspaper, the TV guide synopsis was like, Rocky V, brain dead Rocky.
Not only am I fond of like Rocky 3, but I actually like the comeback movie, which I think was... It was called
Rocky Six.
That was actually a pretty nice small kind of movie.
The Last Rambo is great. I didn't see The Last Rocky.
The Last Rambo? What number is that up to? Does Harrison Ford play Rambo?
I saw it in the theater. It was bad.
Yes.
All right. You want to try to rock and roll steady?
Don't go out this way. No, yes, you should.
Go out this way. Well, by
let's have, to listen.
And let's have one more toast.
All right, one more
toast. Let's drink more of this.
Overproof. Ray and Nephew's overproof.
It was like 1 million proof.
All right, here's to Jamaica.
It's proof. Here's to Jamaica.
Want to get religious with the Celestia.
That's right.
Out of one people.
That's right.
No,
apparently.
Out of many, more.
Apparently, Informer doesn't represent.
It does not.
Maxi Proust.
Dress up yourself, man.
I like Informer. Lively up yourself. No, get up, stand up.
From Belmont.
Dude, those are great songs.
From Belmont, Westmoreland.
I don't like, I've said it many times.
Peter Tosh.
I don't like people who don't like Elvis, but I will also add to that, I don't like people who don't like Wilson Pickett. No, I mean, I don't like people who don't like Bob Marley because they're missing it. They're connecting it with some, like, they got hit in the head with a frisbee at a Grateful Dead concert or some goddamn thing. Bob Marley was a soul man.
I had a true
leader of people.
Yeah, I used to dislike him, kind of just be like, oh man, all these hippies like him. But I had a moment of revelation when I really got into Jamaican music. I was like, well, there's a reason, man. Bob Marley's Bob Marley.
And there are these two sort of like levels.
Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh, all those cats are like.
Dude, and that rhythm section, Horsemouth Waltz. I mean, holy shit. There was like, there's the stuff they made in Jamaica. And then there's the stuff when they got signed to Island, right? And they wanted to make it like, this is a word that I hate. World beat, because I don't think there is such a thing as world beat music. I think it's a garbage fucking term. It doesn't exist. World beat, yeah, really? Because if there's world beat, then Chicago's the world, right? I call New York the world. I call Louisiana the world.
Capital of the world,
Mali and Jamaica are not the same thing, okay? But they want to,
Jamaica's Jamaica.
They want to make, yes, but
the rock is the rock.
But West Africa is not. When they tried, like King Sonny Ade, who I loved and went to see him, it's all about the Bills with Black Uhuru. Those were good hippie shows. You want to pass the Dutchie on the left hand side? You had a good 6 or 7 hours to do so with Black.
I can pass on that side. I'm quite good at that.
But the idea that world music, that African music and Jamaican music, and then like some Cuban music was quote unquote world music. No, Cuban music is Cuban music. Okay, full stop.
You don't want to get too homogenized, baby.
Well, no, it's for white people.
Hey,
it's a way for NPR fucking tote bag
no
carrying.
No pizza radio.
Tote bag carrying idiots. Music.
Mike, I think you have a song in your
I do.
In your
Pete's
heart.
Pushing me. He's watching the clock.
I'm watching the clock, Mike.
Because it is.
You got a song.
The musical power half
Sharky
hour.
Sharky Dread.
Yeah.
The half hour of power.
Marat, baby.
Your shower.
Get this guy.
You know who I love? I love Mikey Dread. The guy that like was DJ for the Clash for all those years.
Roots and culture.
Yeah.
Dread at the Control.
We're going to take it out. And to remind everybody, by popular demand, we've only got 5 more shows left.
Uh-oh, the countdown. I'm just getting comfortable here.
All right. So next week actually starts the countdown to five. This is show 245, I think, so if I'm doing my math right, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're the count who counts, but I think that's...
I don't know. This Lyme disease has gotten to me.
This overproof rum has gotten to me.
I spent the whole day, not the morning, trying to get a trapped squirrel untrapped from our stockade fence. It was the horrible drug. Yes, it was. We got him out, though. We got him out. Zaremba did it.
Drunk green corn squirrel.
Yeah. Is that like that song, Squirrel?
You should have just climbed over the fence into my house. What do you do? You live on the other side of the block.
Exactly around the corner. Right.
Climb over the fence.
Take a ride back.
Green Point, Brooklyn, man. It's got...
Thank God, baby. We're all there.
Dude, if anybody needs some soul, call up Pete and Murat. They'll loan you some. Yeah, at a Greenpoint, Brooklyn. They got the Bank of Soul right there.
Right.
All right, Murat, thanks for coming by from Daddy Longlegs. We're going to come see you guys this week at Stuyvesant Town. And you're playing in Stuytown, a residential gig of sorts.
Yeah, we're playing out on the street on 14th Street. Right?
Yeah. It's cool. It's
Thursday night.
It's good. It's at 6 p.m., so it's a gig. It's like before.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to that.
This is.
Can you do it on Wednesday? I'm already in Manhattan.
Can you do it Wednesday?
Sure.
It's 6 o'clock, the early bird special.
We're playing for 2 hours. It's going to be nuts.
Really?
Way too much, Daddy. We're going to give it to you, though. It's a concert.
Dude, you always give it. We had a great time in Asbury Park. Let's hear it one more time for Daddy Longlegs. Let's hear it repeat the run by the Flesh Tones. Let's thank our friend Matt in the booth.
Roberta's Pizza, if you will.
Our sponsor, Roberta's Pizza. We got 5 more shows. I expect there's going to be some fucking fireworks, so get ready.
Here we go. Rock and roll steady.
I'm taking it out.
Take it rock steady, baby.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. and we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat & 3 is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, there. I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat & 3.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.